is a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 15th of April 2009. For newcomers looking to cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, we can download hundreds of hours of talks I've given in the past where I try to fill in the blanks they give you in the media to show you why things are really happening and to really prove to you that we're being guided along a predetermined path planned by people a long time ago. Intergenerational planning with big foundations at the top that are unelected by any peoples that tend to tell governments what to do. In fact, many of the government members are members of these foundations themselves. In fact, the foundations put them into politics. It's been that way before you were born. And I go into the eugenics background of them, which really rose its head with Darwinism, which was just an excuse for what the elite already knew to themselves, and that they had the right to rule the lessers, as they say. And by using the terminology and the propaganda and the spin of science, they could convince the whole public to go along with it and be managed in an appropriate way. This freedom nonsense just had to go. So I try to give you lots of documentation from their own writings to show you how it has been done so far and where it's all going. Also look into Alan Watt Sentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks, which you can download for print-up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. You can also buy the books I have for sale at cuttingthroughmatrix.com, and that keeps me going. There's discs there too, and other things, or you can donate. And for those who have the discs burned and passed around, there's lots of people don't bother with computers, I don't blame them. They play them on CD players. They can also donate or buy my stuff from Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P for Peter, 3, E for Elizabeth, 4, N for Nora, 1. Yesterday, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that we're like mushrooms. People who grow mushrooms, commercial growers, keep them in the dark and feed them manure. And that is what I'm going to talk about tonight, to show you how the techniques of indoctrination intergenerationally work and how they're working on different generations all alive at the same time, at different levels, and how they prepare the young ones for the world they'll grow up into, and for the massive changes they will experience, which are already planned years ahead, and how they'll adapt to those experiences because of their initial indoctrinations into the ideas at primary schools and elementary schools, and how the older generations are bypassed in major events and never really know what's happening. You see, they'll die off soon enough. They always go for the youth. I've mentioned before that Beria, the head of the NKVD, that became the KGB in the Soviet system, at a Comintern meeting, and I think it was 1934, said that they had it down to perfect art in his day. That was without the internet and television. The intergenerational indoctrination, scientific indoctrination, where they could upgrade each intake of students just a little bit ahead of the previous year's intake into the changes that they would grow up and experience and accept in their lifetime. Today it's much easier, and it is truly a perfected science. Just this morning again, I walked out and there's all the spraying. Most people are oblivious because the older folk have no memory. They wait for the media to tell them what to think about. And we're back with more on this topic after this break.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix, discussing how perfect the indoctrination systems truly are. And Lord Bertrand Russell, and I've read his stuff on the air, from his own books, talked a long time ago, along with the Huxleys, both of the brothers, about scientific techniques of indoctrination and how perfected they were back in the 30s. And how even more they become perfected with the use of technology and even the needle, as Mr. Russell said, to be used to create a compliant and pretty dumb population. Managing people is quite the task. If you want to rule them, you must make them think they're free. You give them an idea what freedom is, and today it's a commercialized idea. I've gone through the whole culture creation business of Bernays in the past and how he and others basically created definitely the United States culture of the 30s, 40s, and 50s, 60s, etc., and how even his nephews took it over. In fact, one's still running the culture industry in Britain today. And that becomes your reality. That becomes what you, I think, is free. Some people have actually said to me that they're free because they can go shopping anytime they want to and buy whatever they want. That's what they thought freedom was. So really, it's an elastic idea, as most things truly are. Words tend to cement ideas in our minds, and that trick in itself is a way of use, or it's a way of being used by the propagandists who understand your logic and how you'll come to their conclusions. Again, written in great detail by Lord Bertrand Russell and others who were into this. And they worked with Tavistock and the big, heavy think tanks that had the agenda and the task of learning how to control millions of people across the world. The Council on Foreign Relations took that up in the 1960s when they had their international meeting held in London to decide if Britain or the US culture industry should create the world culture for the global society, as far back as that. And they decided that the US should do it. But also along with that came a standardized education system, and that was the task. That was the task of Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous. He became the first CEO of UNESCO, where he talked about scientific indoctrination, not to free children across the world, but to make them manageable so they'd fit in with this pre-planned agenda. Now, getting back to the spraying, for instance, now in earnest, the spraying was done in earnest and frequently and pretty well daily. The aerial spraying since 1998, I can remember the day when the aircraft came in, lots of them. They were half the height they are today and sprayed all over the skies. And it stayed there all day in a crisscross pattern, getting wider and wider. And they've improved their sprays now. They'll still last a long, long time as a spray, as a line across horizon to horizon, but they tend to blossom out much faster and merge with the others until you have this whitish mush above your heads. Now, that was done with no fanfare, no billowing of media to the public. It was done hush-hush, even though it's right above your heads, and this proves the point. It proves the point. As Lord Bertrand Russell and then Brzezinski said in his own book, Parting Russell, he said, shortly the public will be unable to reason for themselves. They will expect the media to do it for them. The media has become an arm of your intellect now. You expect it to tell you what you should really know for your own well-being. Instead of looking for yourself, watching your environment, and coming to your own conclusions, you will disregard your own perceptions if the media doesn't mention it. And most people are oblivious to the spraying, even when it's thick above their heads. But how? How did they introduce it to the public? Because eventually there'll be enough people who will start to see it and ask questions, mainly word of mouth. And how do they deal with that? Well, they bypass, first of all, the older generations who are so dumbed down and trained to listen to the media for everything. They can't even go outside without listening to the weather channel, where everything's a crisis. A millimeter of rain is a crisis. And they go for the youth to prepare them for the world in which they'll grow up into, where they'll be massively sprayed and they'll think it's normal. And in the meantime, 10 years after the first, 10, going on 11 years after the first spraying, they start to introduce the idea into the public's minds with little articles. But they always put a president or a prime minister's name at the top to grab your attention. And here's how they introduce the idea that they might consider spraying the atmosphere. This is one of many articles that actually has come out over the last few months. This is called the preparatory phase of induction into memory. You will not reason, most people will never reason this through, but it puts an idea of a possibility into their minds, so when they eventually do catch on that they're getting sprayed, they'll think, well, I saw this coming. No, they don't even know they've been sprayed for 10 years already. But the children have been taught this since 2001 in their science classes. This is from the Mail, and it's 9th of April 2009. Obama, so there's your first thing, that grabs the attention. See how it's all placed this way? Obama, Mr. Obama may fire pollution particles into stratosphere, I guess all by himself, eh? To to deflect sun's heat and desperate bid to tackle global warming. This is all over the science magazines too. It's a handout, you see. So President Barack Obama is considering a radical plan to tackle global warming by firing these pollutant particles into the stratosphere to deflect some of the sun's heat. The controversial experiment was touted yesterday as a possible last resort to help cool the Earth's air by the president's new science advisor, John Holden. So right away, you're given the premise, and you're given your opinion, your conclusion. It's to stop global warming. So you won't argue or think any further than that, you see. You won't ask, is this a real reason? It's got to be looked at, it says. We don't have the luxury of taking any approach off the table, said Mr. Holdren, director of the White House Office of Science and Technology. Holdren, director of the White House Office, blah, blah, technology, outlined the idea of shooting either sulfur dioxide particles, they've had those all over the newspapers and science magazines, as I say, for months, aluminum oxide dust, which is already analyzed, I've got my own analysis here too from labs on the same stuff, we've had it for 10 years, and barium, or specially designed aerosols into the atmosphere, the upper level of the atmosphere between 10 and 30 miles above the Earth's surface. Then tell you again what your conclusion is to be. See? Let's hope this will cool the planet by artificially reflecting sunlight back into space before it can be absorbed, even though more than half the scientists in the world are saying we're in a cooling phase. So that's not the reason they're doing this. And it says, naval guns, rockets, and all this nonsense, even hot air balloons, all the rubbish. You see, they've already been doing it 10 years with jets. Have been put forward as possible ways of firing the agent into the air. Now, here's the part you should be concerned about, apart from the fact they've been lying for 10 years and lying about this, because they say they're already doing it. They have been. Mr. Holdren admitted the scheme could have grave side effects. Well, what would that mean? Huh? Don't go into that. What would the grave side effects be of putting barium, aluminum oxide, and other metallic particles into the atmosphere? Well, let me think now. We all breathe, don't we? And you know, the illnesses from these various substances have shot up in the last 10 years. Strokes and everything. See, people with no memory can't remember what they read. People with no memory can't remember what the sky used to look like. And about 10 years ago, when all this started, there was article after article about the incredible strokes that were happening and signs and symptoms of strokes, and even ads on television to chat about the signs and symptoms of strokes. Suddenly, people coming down with strokes, which we would get if you absorb aluminum oxide and barium. Pneumonias galore, all kinds of allergy problems. I discussed allergies yesterday. How it's up 40% over the last few years. Multiple allergy syndromes. People have become allergic to everything. Again, side effects of these particular particles. But of course, they're not saying they're doing it. No, they're thinking of doing it. That's how they're getting the older generation acclimatized to the idea. And then this goes on and on and on about having to really take this seriously to combat climate change, the weather, you know. And a little bit saying opponents fear that tampering with the atmosphere's delicate balance could have consequences that would be even worse than global warming. Well, no kidding. No kidding. But it'll also depopulate the planet pretty fast too, won't it? I've also, over the last few years on the radio, talked about the decline in animals and birds. I'm living in the country. Last year, the moles were coming out the ground after it rained all June and July with heavy spraying. And they're coming up out of the ground and dying because of the stuff that's coming down from the spray. There's a massive absence of birds. I can walk through the forest and hardly hear a tweet. Sometimes I hear no tweet at all in the country. Back with more on this after these messages.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. That was from the Mail Online that I just read. An article, and this is the preparation of almost subliminal messaging to the adult population who have no idea it's already been going on, most of them. And they'll flip through that with the same care that they flip through everything else, as they're bombarded with data. But it'll implant in their minds the possibility of this coming up in the future. So when the media decides to tell them it's being done, it will seem quite normal to them. But meanwhile, let's go to the children, you see. Because after all, you always treat every generation differently, and young minds who are going to grow up in a vastly changed, drastically reduced population too in the world, I've got the scientific indoctrination, and it's very precise to build the utopia. And in fact, this website I'm going to read from is for teachers, and they have a magazine. It's called Edutopia, a mixture of education and utopia. There's that word again, utopia. Who's utopia? Who's utopia? Go into Utopian Thinkers, and you'll find every name I've mentioned in the past at the top. All the eugenicists were Utopian Thinkers for their utopia. What have the children been taught to do with spraying? And the adults haven't a clue. They're just getting introduced to the idea that it might eventually happen in the future. There's a book that is taught in all schools now. It's Science 1, Essentials, Interactions. And it's published by Center Point Learning, P-O-I-N-T-E, Learning, Center Point Learning. Published in 2001. Then he goes into it. We see most parents would just flick through this. Chemistry, Earth, Earth Science, Ecosystems, Educational Issues, Heat, Life, Science, Physical Science, Physics, Space Studies. Interdisciplinary Approaches, which means it's ideological. Whenever you see interdisciplinary, that means they're bringing all the political correct ideas and all the sciences together, because they're all on the same road. And I've discussed this road many times. And you scroll down it again, and you see the usual subjects, but mixed in with little political pieces of import, importance of water, etc., etc. And you go down to Unit 5. And then you go into, again, you can actually see how they're teaching it. Ecological pyramids, case study, pesticides, poisons, and food chain. Well, they are poisoning the food chain because the stuff that's coming down that they're spraying for 10 years isn't all through the food, too, you see, and your water supply. The water cycle, case study, choosing a waste disposal, blah, blah, blah. Recycling, all the politically correct stuff. Acid in the water, inquiry investigations, carbon cycle. The case study, solutions for global warming. Solutions for global warming. And you go into solutions for global warming, and they tell you, they talk about, well, the stuff that they're just telling the adults about now. Firing off different things and spraying them across the sky with aircraft. Particles of metals and so on into the atmosphere. 2001, they've been teaching the children this stuff at school. They're just now letting the adults know that they might do it in the future. You see how it works, eh? See how they work in scientific intergenerational indoctrination. And this book is for grades 9, 10, 11, and 12. 2001, they've been teaching the children this. So they'll grow up thinking, that's all quite normal. If anybody was to bother to ask them, their parents won't stop and say, what's that in the sky? And they recur to their parents, it wasn't on the TV. Maybe then the child will say, well, that's just them spraying the metallic particles to save the world, daddy or mummy. That's how it's done. Simple, isn't it? But most folk are having such a great, fantastic time playing themselves, they're oblivious of any reality. Completely oblivious. Going back to the male one for the adults, Obama. Like, Obama's when you stand there with a giant cannon, right? How ridiculous. But that's to grab your attention. And you look to the right of it, and here's how they blur scary data with fantasy and rubbish. Right next to it. Shocked Russian surgeons. This is a mainstream newspaper. Shocked Russian surgeons open up man who thought he had a tumor to find a fir tree inside his lung. There's the kind of rubbish. That's how they make everything into a strange fantasy until you take nothing really seriously. But the Obama made fire pollution particles in the stratosphere is going to sink in your head in a kind of Daisy Disney type way. That's how it's done. Quite something, eh? There's another report on the United Nations Millennium Development End Poverty 2015. I'll put this link up as well, and you can spend your time or waste it, whichever one which. But you can go through that, and you'll find how they're talking that half the world's poor is going to die in a few years because of bad water. That would fit right in with the agenda. How long have they been throwing the tax money of the West at the Third World, supposedly? Because it doesn't get there, you know that. Otherwise, I wouldn't read this article of what's going to happen in 2015. They don't intend to save the world's poor since Kissinger made a war on the Third World countries over population problems, as he called it. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And just before I go on to the callers, let me read a little article here from Wired magazine and called Danger Room. Soldiers blinded, hospitalized by laser-friendly fire. March 30th, 2009. American soldier was blinded in one eye. Three others required medical evacuation out of Iraq in a series of laser-friendly fire incidents. To cut a long story short, they've got these brand new lasers, this kind of green type, and they can cause permanent eye injury. And the idea was to give them to the soldiers. They're mounted on vehicles, these things, to flash people, flash oncoming motorists, the Iraqis, that means, and sort of dazzle them until they'd stop. And supposedly they've been using them at distances of 75 yards and blinding each other, the soldiers, that is, in the process. Then it turns out that these incredible lasers that were developed, I remember Britain was talking about using them in the 70s, they could actually basically scan this across a battlefield where, with oncoming troops, and you could wipe out a whole battalion. You'd literally burn out their retinas. So they're using them on the Iraqis to basically make them stop their cars, confuse them, etc. And it tells you at the bottom, as I say, that they thought it was 75 yards they were to use them for, and it's actually 1,460 meters. Anything under that, you've got permanent retinal damage. But it's okay to use it on the Iraqis. I was thinking today about, you know, how do people stop what's happening in the world and to themselves? Because nasty things. See, war isn't just over in Iraq. There's been a war going on at home, everybody's home, for a long time. Everybody's nation. Because those who run the world always were globalists, you see. And under the guise of socialism, with their own definition, of course, and they give the working people another definition, exactly the same way as the Soviet system was run with communism, because it's the same thing, really. It's slower and Fabian. They always make war on the public of every country because at their heart they are always international. With a belief system that the intellectual, superior, more evolved type have the right to rule the silly masses. To rule them properly, make it all tidy and nice. And on the way, they must reduce the population. That's been one of their manifestos since the beginning. And to a manageable quantity, to fit in with what they call nature. Nature. They're very good with nature. Albert Pike, the Pope of Freemasonry, talked a lot about nature, saying he didn't apologize for it. What he was telling you was, he did not apologize for his stance and the High Mason stance on superior man and inferior man, and the right of the superior to rule the inferior and to plan their lives for them. That's really what it's all about. And we're already there. I've got many other stories I could read, but there's no point. You know this kind of stuff. I mean, there's an article, I'll put the link up, from the EU Observer, where the EU Parliament say that the local politicians, the national politicians, are not telling the public that they're being run totally, completely. And all their laws and decisions are not being debated through their national parliaments anymore. All the real decisions are made at the EU Parliament. Oh, what's new? What's new? And this is what they want to do to the Americas as well, with the United Americas. Give this remote parliament that just dictates down to the public. That's what you've got, you see. It's dictatorships and plutocracies at the top. And we're all being managed. And most folk have been trained through scientific indoctrination to accept being managed. Not to have any idea of self-determination on an individual, local or national level. We've been taught, and we have been domiciled, we've been domesticated, till we accept simply being told what to do by experts. Exactly what Lord Bertrand Russell said they would make happen has happened. So I'll go to the callers now, and we've got Aaron from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call, Alan.
Yes.
You're absolutely right about everything you say. The effects of these chemtrails and modified foods, and
yep.
Everybody I know, including myself, has allergies or asthma.
Yep.
And if you run into somebody that doesn't have an allergy, it's kind of strange.
Yes, it
you
is.
You know, you're so accepted to think that everybody has allergies, and mm-hmm. it's just crazy. Not only the people, the pets, my dog
yep.
has allergies out the butt, lumps mm-hmm. all over her body, and, you know, she chews so much, quarter of her hair's gone, and you could scratch her until she bleeds.
Yeah.
And she'll just keep wanting more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's got allergies now. Our immune systems are being shot. And they know this. They knew this before they started spraying us with these particles, because Teller, who came up with the idea in the 1950s, also wrote in his papers what the side effects of these particulate metals would be. And it's exactly what we're getting. And as I say, it ties in with strokes, because barium and aluminum oxide, especially aluminum oxide, is used to treat minor wounds, it causes blood clotting. And many other side effects, too. It also heads into the brain, as does the barium. And the barium will bind to certain enzymes and cause clotting as well. So they know this, and people are getting blind problems, blindness problems from it, too. That's standard with these things. And the mainstream articles from The Lancet and all the other journals from medical sciences all admit that asthma has skyrocketed again in 10 years, and they're just totally confused as to why it's happening. And we never used to get adults diagnosed with asthma. It was always the children.
So, you know, that they know that they're spraying on it. How do they, how are they, obviously they're not immune to it. I mean, what do they do? Because obviously
I'll tell you what they do, because Teller also suggested it, because it, naturally the big wigs at the Pentagon and the White House didn't want their own boys to get sick, you see, in their own families. And they discussed high-tech ways of literally chelating, not the kind of stuff that you or I would get access to, even if you had the money, way beyond that, because they classed it under biowarfare techniques. And they already had methods of, it's almost like kidney dialysis. They have high-tech methods of rapidly detoxifying the body that you or I will never have access to. But all these top politicians and so on and their families are given access to the treatments.
Yeah. It's disgusting what they do to us. I mean, I couldn't even imagine, you know, doing that to people. It's just horrible. It's hard for me, even though I listen to your show, it's still hard for me to believe that there are people actually out there that could do that.
That's right. That's right. And that's why they get away with it, because they understand how we think. It's no different, you know, than when you're rounded up in World War II by the Soviets or the Nazis, didn't matter. And they'd line up whole streets of people and take them off into a field and just mow them down 10 at a time. Everyone went to their death thinking, this can't be happening to me. People don't do this. That's how they had their last breath. That's what they were thinking.
It's really going to be hard to tell the kids any different, because you talk to kids now and you try to tell them about it and they say, oh, my teacher didn't tell us that. So you're wrong.
You're wrong.
You're right.
That's right. That's right. If you notice, too, most teachers now are much younger. They keep the young ones. They tend to move or help push the older ones out because they want the children to bond more with what they see as youth, you see. Anything that's not in that youth category is somehow obsolete and irrelevant. And again, this was all discussed by Bertrand Russell, because he had the first major experimental schools under a royal charter in the 1920s, where he tried this intense Pavlovian indoctrination on the children, and it worked perfectly. Yeah.
Well, it's just sickening.
It is. And you know, the worst thing, too, is like everything else in this system we live in, what can you do? What can you do? I mean, they've gone like a military strategy for your water, for your food. They've altered your food. They're spraying you with poisons, knowing it's killing you. They've made us pretty well, most of us, infertile since the 50s onwards in the Western world, definitely the males. They knew this, too. I've done article after article about it. Full-scale war was declared on us a long time ago. And they're not happy yet. There's not enough of us dead. We're not dying fast enough.
Right.
And now they're trying to encourage us to think along the way of even euthanasia. I mean, we are dealing with monsters at the top who are worse than a million Hitlers or a million Stalins or Lenins or any tyrant. I've had the whole lot combined down through history. They're far, far worse because they're dogmatic in their religious belief that they have the right and the duty to do what they're doing to us.
And like you said, they're hitting us from every angle. We went to the grocery store today, and my wife was looking at, you know, these apples, and she's like, oh, these look really good. And I'm just thinking, yeah, but they're full of pesticides. And, you know,
and they've altered everything we eat, too. I mean, what's in it? You know,
you can't even get yourself healthy, even if you wanted to.
Yeah. Again, you know, what's interesting, if you're always aware of what's going on and you have memory, you know when things kick off, the asthma, the strokes, the eye problems, the skin problems, the multiple allergies started exactly 10 years ago with the regular spraying. It was the same when they brought in the modified food and put it into the public. Suddenly, there were incredible problems, health problems with people with ulcers and massive acid and reflux, etc., and prescription drugs that had been carefully dispensed for years suddenly became widely available to the public at the same time, acid reducers. But they knew what was happening from the very beginning. They knew this. Otherwise, they would have kept it all under prescription. They made it freely available And those acid reducers are some of the most fast-going drugs every day, great sales in all these stores now, all the pharma stores. Yeah.
Right.
So they know what they're doing and what the effects are going to be.
Yeah, and like you say, you know, everybody around you has it, and nobody really, you know, nobody has any memory of when they, you know, nobody had allergies. So
that's right.
Really questioned why
that's
is everybody
that's
sick
right.
all the time.
Mm-hmm, yep. And that's why it's a good idea to collect old paper books from the 50s onwards, or even before if you can, with the statistics, the medical books, and they'll give you data, even the rarity of many cancers, and all of this kind of stuff, and incidence of autism, very, very rare, one in many, many, multiple thousands, and that's down to one in five.
Look at the Amish. I mean, I'm in Amish country here, and no autism there.
Yeah. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist. That's the very thing. You see, you use your own observation. What's changed? What has changed? The inoculations are skyrocketing. The autism skyrocketed. The asthma, the strokes and all the rest of it, the skin rashes, all the different problems started with the spraying. The stomach problems and the other physical effects to do with the modified food started when they gave us modified food. It doesn't take rocket science to figure it out.
Oh,
basic
right.
detective work. Yeah.
Well, Alan, thank you for everything you do. I mean, in the world where you don't know where to find truth.
Yes, and everything that's presented, even a lot of the stories they present for the first time in mainstream, always have a 180-degree spin to give you the wrong conclusion.
right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it takes a lot of time into all this research and to put it all together to, you know, give it to the public where they could understand it.
Yes.
I do my own research. It just takes hours and hours, and you drive yourself crazy with everything. So I thank you a lot. And I had one thing. If they ever do shut down the web, or if you ever decide not to do your show anymore, are your books still going to be available at the same address?
I'll try. Yeah, I'll put something up and let people know if that ever happens.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. But thanks for calling. And, yeah, because who knows? I mean, I get cyber attacks all the time as well, and computers are always crashing on me here. And they are using cyber attacks. I've read the articles from the Pentagon. They're using them on people who don't go along with the spin. There's Jason from California. Are you there, Jason?
Yeah, hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm hanging in here.
Alan, I have a question. I was reading your book, Cutting Through, Volume 3.
Yeah.
And on page 60, you mentioned something called the definitive Desdemona fix system. And I want to know, where did you get this type of information from? Because you laid out the alphabet and you said what each letter has, well, you put what meaning it has. So I just don't know where exactly you got the information from.
You get it in old Rosicrucian books or Freemasonry books. Almost everything to do with Freemasonry today. In fact, all the stuff to do, in fact, with even Atlantis and even aliens were put out there in the late 1800s by Masonic groups and publishers, and there's many rehashes of the same stuff today. In fact, lots of people are making their money off them. But they did use a lot of the old Catholic demonic terminology to do with the demons. And Kabbalah, because you understand in the old Kabbalah, the true Kabbalah, the whole idea was, in old times, was to call down each star. Each star was technically was a god or a demon.
Mm.
And they gave them names. And whatever purpose you had in mind, you'd call down a specialist in that area. And if you go through even the Talmud and Kabbalah, you'll find the speciality of each particular demon. But that's also another code as well. So you can actually use the terminology with the meanings in a sentence. And therefore, if you understand how to read it and forget all about demons, you're actually reading a code. In other words, a demon stands for a particular area of science or technique or purpose. And it's a very, very deep subject, but it would take me years to discuss it with you.
Okay, so you're suggesting I check out books about Rosicrucian?
Yeah, the old stuff. The old stuff was much, much, much better.
Mm.
And
because
don't get sidetracked by the astrology. The astrology, again, is coding. and the same with demons, etc. They use it's all to do with coding for the intellectuals amongst them to understand. That's what they mean. The rest of the public, even members in the lower orders, are the profane. They don't understand what it's really saying. You see?
Okay, because I was searching this online and I didn't find any information about it except one website by this man. His name was Glenn Keeley, and he was talking about this. And I just want to know if there's any correlation, if he was reading the same books as you were reading.
I've no doubt. I mean, the books are all out there. And if you go through searches, you'll always come across the same terminology. Also read Shakespeare.
Mm. Yeah,
you'll find all of this stuff in Shakespeare's plays.
Okay.
Back in a moment after these messages.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, and we're going to Steve from Colorado now. Are you there, Steve? Hello, Steve? Hello? Okay, try Z in New York.
Hey, Alan, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Not so bad, yeah.
Listen, I was shocked this morning by the amount of chemtrails in here in upstate New York. I mean, layers upon layers of just giant, fluffy, beautiful lines. So natural, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Extremely natural. I was also surprised by the, I don't know if you noticed, but there are some planes that are flying now really low.
Yeah.
And they leave these giant fluffy trails behind, and they go across the horizon in less than 45 seconds.
That's right. The extremely fast ones, that's right. It's more people seeing them, even people I know who are flight crews are seeing them and their passenger planes, yeah.
And the trails that they leave behind, they're so thick that they actually leave a shadow on the bottom
That's right. You know what that is? So that's a shadow that's coming through on the layer below because the barium cuts out the light, and you'll see that. Sometimes you'll see it coming through a cloud, a different type of spray. With a shadow, it's like a black line going through it, and that's the shadow. Very good when you see it at sundown, very evident then, yeah.
And so I'm here, it's a campus community, you know, a lot of students, very smart kids, you know, studying all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Not a single soul looks up.
No.
Nobody finds it interesting, nobody finds it shocking or at least relevant, nothing whatsoever. And I'm walking around like a crazy person, I'm just like looking up all the time,
yeah. You know.
This is my actual reason for calling is I started rereading The Next Million Years by Darwin.
Yeah.
And what shocked me a little bit is that he mentions four evolutions.
Yes.
And then he goes on to mention like six or even seven.
Mm-hmm.
But the first one is fire, second is agriculture, third one is the city,
yep.
And the fourth one is science.
That's right.
Now, what's interesting is that the first four actually increase population drastically,
mm-hmm.
but the fifth one that he foresees is actually running out of natural resources like gas,
yep.
You know, peak oil kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it says this will dramatically reduce population. And mm-hmm. right after that, the sixth one is new forms of energy.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just reading this crap, and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, but this is. So obvious once you see like the big picture.
It's a laid down agenda. It's a laid down agenda, and Darwin did not dream it up.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I was reading a book by I read a book by Ben Bola, a science fiction book called Orion.
Yeah.
I don't know if you.
I think I did years ago. Yeah.
About this guy who goes forward in time, and his arch enemy, Archman, goes backwards in time, or is it in the other way around? But basically what they go about explaining is how fire, they go through the invention of fire, they go through the invention of agriculture and things like that,
yeah.
Which I find interesting that he would write about that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, because those guys are paid by the Future Society to write those particular books to, as predictive programming. We enjoy those books, and we're having an idea implanted in our head that will familiarize us with the real events as they happen in our lifetime. This is an old technique that they actually said they'd use, you know.
Thanks,
yeah.
Alan. You're doing a good job. See you later.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, I read that book, The Culture Wars, and how the Pentagon run it, and how they implant these ideas, and how they even said that novelists were very important. Well, that's it from myself and Hamish in Ontario, Canada for tonight. So may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet